This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Anita Chapman, Social Media Manager.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Anita. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me. It's lovely to be here.
Great. Well, before we get on to what you're doing currently, I was very interested to hear you've had such an interesting career, and it's you've almost had a sort of career change, haven't you? Because you used to work for very high-profile banks like Deutsche Bank.
Yes.
In derivatives documentation.
I did. When I did French and Italian at university, and then I got a job temping at Deutsche Bank, talking to French and Italian clients, chasing them for documents, and that I continued to do that for about eight years.
And what is derivatives, I can't even say it, documentation? What is that exactly?
Gosh, it's quite a long time since I've done it now, but basically we used to do the documentation for the derivatives, credit default swaps, all different kinds of derivatives trade. So we'd have to speak to the traders and the legal department, but now, of course, a lot of it's done automatically with computers. Very little of it now is done using Word documents. We used to fax them then as well, and then have to chase a fax signature and also send out hard copies, but now a lot of that doesn't happen anymore.
Right, and then of course in 2011 everything kind of changed, didn't it? You left that world.
Yes, I left it before that actually, when I had children, back in 2003 I left banking because it was really long hours. I used to work from 8 until 7 minimum every day with a commute of an hour there and an hour back. So at the age of 28, I sort of thought I'd like to do something else because it was quite exhausting.
I can imagine.
But I did enjoy it, though. It was quite exciting at the same time, but you can only do that kind of job for so long. And with children, I couldn't see myself doing it, you know, whilst bringing up children.
So what made you start a blog on writing? Because you've obviously always been writing all the time, I'm assuming.
I wrote a lot as a child, actually. I sent some stories off to Ladybird when I was 10.
Oh, how wonderful.
I found the rejection letter a couple of months ago. My dad gave me an envelope of old letters. They sent me a really sweet rejection letter. There was a series of stories about a pink mouse, which I wrote on my mum's typewriter. And I won a short story competition when I was 9. So I always wanted to be a writer. And whilst I was working in that busy banking environment, I was thinking all the time. I used to read a lot on the train, and I always wanted to be an author. So I started writing a novel in 2003, which isn't published. Now my second novel, which I've almost finished the latest draft of and hope to submit properly to agents soon.
Well, that's very impressive. I mean, not many people can say they've written one novel, let alone two.
Well, I'm hoping to get there one of these days.
So anyway, that brings us nicely on then to your experience at the London Book Fair last
yes.
week, when you took part in this the white stuff, wasn't it?
The right stuff. It was really amazing. I basically submitted a 250-word synopsis, and then I was longlisted and had to send in the first three chapters of my novel, and then I couldn't believe that I got to be one of six finalists. So we stood up in front of five agents and an audience of quite a few people, and we had 3 minutes to pitch our book and to say a bit about ourselves. So I have to say I spent 3 days really preparing and learning it off by heart.
That must have been terrifying.
Well, it was okay because we had a microphone, and I teach as well, so I'm used to speaking in front of people, and I've done quite a few talks in the past few years. I was more worried that I would just suddenly stop and get stuck and forget what I was saying because I had the main points on a piece of card. And then I did what my daughter recommended because she's done public speaking at school, which I cut out the whole speech and stuck it onto cards behind as backup, emergency backup, in case I suddenly just couldn't think. But thankfully, I remembered everything, so it was okay.
But yeah. To do something like that within 3 minutes is pretty impressive.
It was a challenge. And also, it took me a long time to work out what to say, because how do you condense 100,000 words down into such, you know, I couldn't include everything that I wanted to include about the plot. There are lots of things I had to miss out which were relevant, but I had to think what's relevant, what isn't, what's relevant about me as a person, you know. So I mentioned, of course, my social media work, but yeah. I didn't win, but I really enjoyed it, though.
And did you get – was an interesting experience? Did you
yes.
learn something from it?
The agents were great. They all gave 2 minutes feedback each, and I had some really positive feedback. And so I'm just going to carry on and finish my latest draft. I work with a mentor and – submit it, basically.
Well, I wish you every success. What sort of novel is it? Can you tell us anything?
Yes, it's set in the 18th century and present day, and it's about a painting that is found in a loft, one of a pair of companion paintings. And then it goes back to the 18th century, and you find out the story of how it ended up in the loft.
Wow, it sounds very intriguing. Well, I wish you well with that. And, of course, that kind of reflects what you studied at university, doesn't it?
Yes, I love Italy. I studied Italian. I've lived in Siena for 8 months. I studied and au paired. And my mum and dad used to take us to Italy every year. We used to drive there over the Alps. And so there is a journey to Italy in my book, actually, but of course it's in the 1780. It's part of the Grand Tour. It's quite interesting to see how they did it then compared to now. It was very, very difficult, obviously, doing it then because it was, you know, took a very long time. And it wasn't, the inns weren't that nice. So.
No. Well, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to reading that then. So you have to come back
crossed.
On once it gets published. Now moving on then to your social media work. So you started off with the blog.
Yes.
And then you joined Twitter and Facebook. And
yes.
What interested you to make a career out of being a social media manager?
Well, when I was submitting my first book, I started this blog because I was I read some advice that it was quite good to have a social media presence if you're submitting to agents, and so I set up the social media accounts to go with it, and then I just found I really enjoyed it, and that led to I did some volunteering at Polsden Lacey as their social media and website volunteer, where I learned quite a lot about how they manage their Twitter and Facebook. And I did some press releases for them. And then I did the publicity for the Historical Novel Society conference in 2014, which was really exciting. There were lots of great authors speaking. And then I was approached by writers and authors that I know asking me if I could work for them. Someone suggested I run a course, so that sort of it happened naturally.
Yes, and some of the writers you've worked for include Jane Corry, Helen Matthews, and Ellie Darkins.
Yes.
Very impressive. And then, of course, you started your courses,
yes.
which you now run on a regular basis,
yes.
Social Media for Writers. And I have to say, they're excellent because I've been on two of them.
That's how I know you. Exactly.
And that's how we met.
Yes.
And they are really excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And you cover all the platforms and you target it towards writers,
yes.
which is really useful.
Yes. Yes. I try to include what you have to do in the run-up to launching a book. So there's a bit about approaching book bloggers and getting book reviews and thinking about how to promote your book when it comes out.
Yes, because a lot of people, especially writers, find it quite daunting
yes.
to go onto social media.
Yes.
They think, oh, my goodness, and what am I going to say? That's one of the key problems, isn't it?
I think quite a few people are afraid of social media, so I try to make it a really relaxed, fun day and nobody's made to feel uncomfortable if they don't know anything, and we all just have a really nice time. We all sit down, you know, we have lunch together
yes.
in the restaurant, which I sort of organised on purpose to leave the room for a good hour and a half, and there are lots of refreshment breaks, and everyone usually goes away and stays in touch on social media.
Absolutely.
It's really handy
it is.
That you can stay in touch and follow each other's progress
yes,
afterwards.
It's great networking as well.
Yes.
And then, of course, for those who aren't writers, you also hold these courses at Richmond Adult Education College, don't you?
Richmond and Hillcroft Adult Community College. That's a social media course for writers and bloggers. So it's a 10-week course, and the next one starts next Thursday, the 28th. And it's really nice to have the opportunity to spread what I cover in one day over the course of 10 weeks. And everyone gets a chance to do a blogging workshop, and those are really good fun. We had all different kinds of blogs on my last course. A lady started a fantastic blog to go with the memoir she was writing about Bognor Regis, and it got loads of page views and had lovely old black and white photographs. Had lots of different types of blogs. It was I had a really interesting class, so I really enjoyed it.
And then when will the one be after that? Because obviously the 28th is quite soon, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, they tend to run every term for 10 weeks.
See. Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you also do private work, though, don't you? People can hire you as a social media manager.
I do work one-to-one. I do social media plans for authors who usually in the run-up to a book launch help them work out what they need to do and look at everything, look at their website and their Twitter and their Facebook, and advise if they haven't got an Instagram to set up Instagram, because that's really growing in popularity and it's so easy, Instagram, compared to the other two. I go through everything and look at their books and what they're about and everything like that. So.
But I would imagine the blog is the most important thing for an author to have.
It depends. Some authors like blogging and some don't. But whatever happens, you need to usually write guest blog posts for book blogger blogs and other authors, and for magazine style websites. So it's quite good to have your own, so you can learn how to write a good blog post, and you can see from the page views what works and what doesn't. So it's quite a good way. I know now from I've got two blogs, I've got a social media blog as well. I know usually what's going to be a hit and what isn't. So I think very carefully before writing a blog post.
And how often should people blog?
Again, I think it's down to how much time everyone has. I mean, there's lots of advice out there saying you should do it 3 times a week, which I could never manage. I think to make it manageable so that you keep it going, because I have known authors to blog daily or twice a week and then they just suddenly stop because the pressure gets too much. So I try to post on each of my blogs once a month, and I try to get a guest one every 1 or 2 months as well, if I can, and to keep it ticking over, really.
Yes, that sounds a bit more manageable.
Like you've done something recently, if somebody is checking you out online. You don't want to post from 2007 as the last thing you did.
Yes, absolutely. And how long should the blogs be on average?
We talked about this in my class, actually. I was looking at my most popular post, which had about 20,000 views, and that was about 700 words long. That was a post about my mother and the Dorrells. For some reason, it's my most popular post ever.
Oh, really?
Amazing. It's quite good to look through. And if you have a popular post, to think, well, what can I do that's similar? Or can I do a part two? And usually you get the effect again, and then you get people looking at the original post. So there are lots of clever things you can do with blogs.
And what would you say is the most common problems that people make with social media?
I think on Twitter, for example, look at how everyone else is doing it before you start doing it, because it's very easy to make yourself look silly on Twitter. I think find people who know what they're doing and observe them. I've got some advice, how-to posts on my blog. There's a beginner's guide to Twitter actually on there. But there are lots of silly mistakes you can do, like mentioning loads of people that haven't got anything to do with what you're talking about. So Twitter has this, it's a recent thing where if you reply to a tweet that mentions lots of people, you automatically copy them in, and it's knowing to untick the people who've got nothing to do with it, because it can get a bit annoying when you're copied on about 10 tweets which then start talking about somebody's holiday or there are lots of things. Twitter is quite hard to understand initially, and I think you have to really look at the people who know what they're doing and tread carefully.
And is it important for an author to be on all three channels, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram?
I think those are the three most important, for sure. And they all do different things. There's a really nice writing community on Twitter. I think if you're asking a book blogger to host you on their blog and they're tweeting about that post, you should be on Twitter and you should be retweeting it and be supporting them as well. So Instagram is growing. It's become very big, and it's so easy to just post a photo, but you do have to use hashtags on Instagram and Twitter. You can use lots of hashtags on Instagram, and you can get quite a long way doing that. But research hashtags as well. Facebook groups are really useful for authors. There are lots of books about groups about books, and you know, find books which are about your interests or about brand, you know, your brand subjects and themes from your books.
Yes, okay. And do you have advice for people who've never done any social media? Should they start with one channel, get proficient in that, and then move to the next one? Or how would you go about it?
I don't know, actually. I think I would start with Twitter and Facebook. Most people are on Facebook already, actually. But when you're using it as an author, it does work differently when you start joining groups. And also be careful in groups. You know, you have that. I see lots of spats break out in groups. Be careful about what you say. And with social media, just think before you write anything. And, you know, don't do it when you've had a drink.
Yeah, yes,
so I've seen that as well. They've had to delete them on Facebook the next day and say, I'm really sorry about last night.
Yes, that's especially important that if you're happens. Taking pictures as well, I would
yes,
imagine.
Yes,
yes. Don't take pictures when you've had a few drinks.
Well, that's the other thing about Facebook is check your timeline and tagging settings so that people can't tag you in a photo of you falling out of a nightclub without you approving it first. Because you can add it to your timeline, you can choose to add it to your timeline or whether you want to be tagged even.
Sure, yes. So. And of course, you've got to watch your settings anyway on Facebook, haven't you?
Yes, especially
in view of the latest revelations.
Yes, yeah. Really check carefully all of your settings, apps settings, all the privacy settings, timeline and tagging, and just make sure that, you know, you are posting, you know, when you post on Facebook, who do you want to see it? Do you want to show it all to the public or just to a certain select number of friends?
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much, Anita. Are there any other top tips you want to give us for people on social media?
Just be careful and think before you post on social media because it's very easy to make an idiot of yourself. I think just be careful and think carefully before you post something.
Okay, and would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yes, it's neatsmarketing.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Anita, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That was Anita Chapman, social media manager.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.